Welcome back to Inside Agriculture on this Monday morning. I'm Ben Erickson. Well, Governor Kim Reynolds has just 2 weeks to either sign or veto a controversial bill that would impact carbon dioxide pipelines in Iowa. On a Friday press call, landowners urged Reynolds to uphold Iowa and GOP values around property rights by signing the bill into law. House File 639 advanced from the Senate on May 13th, following 4 years of effort from a group of landowners and House lawmakers. The bill would do a number of things, including require carbon sequestration projects to prove they are a common carrier in order to use eminent domain. The legislation and landowner support comes largely in response to a proposed carbon sequestration pipeline project, the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline, that would connect to nearly 60 ethanol plants and pipe the sequestered carbon dioxide through Iowa and surrounding states to underground storage in North Dakota. Those opposed to the project say a private company should not be given the right to condemn agricultural land. Senator Tom Cotton has introduced the Biothreat Prevention Act, legislation that would ban federal funding to any lab or university conducting agricultural research involving nationals from China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, and North Korea. Foreign terrorists that seek to poison and destroy America's food supply should not have access to American labs and universities, the Arkansas Republican said. This comes after two Chinese researchers were charged with smuggling a fungus known to be a potential agroterrorism weapon into the U.S. The bill is designed to limit potential threats to U.S. agriculture by restricting foreign nationals from working on sensitive or federally funded agricultural research projects. In 2020, a University of Arkansas professor was arrested for wire fraud and pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI after receiving a grant from NASA. And the European Union says it is open to lowering tariffs on U.S. fertilizer imports as an offer in trade talks with the Trump administration, but will not weaken its food safety standards in pursuit of a deal. Whether that would mean zero tariffs or reduction of current rates would need to be negotiated. U.S. exports face the EU's standard tariffs of 5.5% on imports of ammonia and 6.5% on nitrogen fertilizers. Reducing tariffs could boost Europe's purchases of U.S. fertilizer to fill a gap as the EU cuts supplies from Russia. Around 24% of the EU nitrogen fertilizer imports came from Russia in 2023, while the U.S. accounted for 8%. EU data shows Europeans would prefer buying fertilizers from the U.S. than from Russia. The EU will hit nitrogen-based fertilizers from Russia with tariffs rising to 100% over 3 years, a level that would effectively halt annual trade flows currently worth 1.3 billion euros or $1.5 billion. We'll take a break. We'll have more of Inside Agriculture coming up next.